first suspect Joe was that he knew more than any innocent person should have known.
I suspected Irene the moment I heard the fireman start to
the apparently unimportant fact.
I suspected the postman after he testified.
I suspected.
Listen to radio's newest, most interesting and thrilling program, Suspicion. And now, Suspicion. Somewhere in the drama about to be presented is a seemingly unimportant fact, a hidden clue that first casts suspicion on the ultimate culprit. Listen regularly to this thrilling series. Test your powers of observation and deduction and find the hidden clue. It may be a single line, sound, perhaps a complete scene. All names and characters depicted in this story are fictitious. Any resemblance to persons living or dead is entirely coincidental. In An Actress Meets Death, the story we presented last time in this series, do you remember this scene? Alan Peterson has just driven Jean Manners home, and she's asked him to put her car in the garage.
What were you going to say, Alan?
I'll tell you in a minute. Oh, let's have the key.
Oh, I'm afraid you'll have to push it, dear. Laura has the car keys.
Laura has the car keys, ladies and gentlemen, was the hidden clue. Laura McCall, Jean Manners' maid, was the only person who could have started the engine of Jean Manners' car, and the ignition key was found in the lock. And now, the White Wolf of Paris. Shortly before 8 o'clock on the night of May 10th at number 715 Rue de Strasbourg, the residence of Mademoiselle Theresa Papineau, star of Police Petite.
What is it,
you... Silence, Mademoiselle. Stand aside.
But what do you...
Good evening, Theresa.
You?
Stay where you are.
What do you mean by coming
you
here
without...
You have
forgotten my letter.
Oh, so you're
exactly.
The
white... Exactly. And you have the money I demand, my dear.
Oh, but...
Quick, where is it?
Surely you couldn't expect me to get 50,000 francs on such short notice. Give me until
it
tomorrow.
It is regrettable, and... Teresa, but the White Wolf said you must have it by 8 o'clock tonight. And since you obviously haven't...
No, I'll pay it. I'll give you 60,000 francs tomorrow.
That is too late, mademoiselle, and too dangerous. When the White Wolf says 8 o'clock on the night of May 10th...
No,
you mean...
no, don't shoot me. No, don't.
This.
No, don't.
And now to phone the Surete and tell the stupid police where to look for Mademoiselle Theresa Papineau's body.
As I was saying, Jules, it would appear that... Excuse me, please. Yes? Yes, go on speaking. Eh? Will you speak a little louder, please? I can hardly hear you.
Place this call, Jules.
Right.
The White Wolf, eh? What new kind of game is this, monsieur? Theresa Papineau, the actress, eh? And what part of the Seine River, monsieur? Oh, but surely she would select a more fashionable... Hello.
What's the matter, Leon?
Someone who calls himself the White Wolf says we will find the body of Theresa Papineau floating in the river and... Yes? You're positive? Thank you. Jules, the White Wolf did phone from Mademoiselle Papineau's home. Call the river police and order a boat to meet us at the foot of Moulin Avenue in 15 minutes. Slow down a little, Captain.
What's that over there, Leon? See near the end of the second pier there.
It looks like... No, it's only a log, Jules. I think we'll find the body further from the bank. More toward the middle of the river.
But the current sweeps inward here.
There it is. To the left, Captain. About 200 yards toward the far side of the river.
Mademoiselle Papineau's maid is in the first room to the left, monsieur.
Oh, thank you.
Yes? What?
Monsieur Thiers and Gascon of the Sûreté. There are a few questions I must ask you.
Bonjour. Sir,
examine carefully the papers in Mademoiselle Popinot's desk.
But certainly.
Now, you are Annette Cartier. And I wouldn't want you to describe the man who came here.
But I had only opened the door.
Was he
when...
tall or short, fat, thin, light, dark?
Oh, but, monsieur, I saw him for only a second, and it was so dark.
Had Mademoiselle Popinot spoken to you about the White Wolf?
No, but she had acted strangely for the past week. Ever since the day, monsieur...
Ever since Monsieur who, Annette?
I've forgotten.
Forgotten, eh? Perhaps a few days in prison will refresh your memory.
Look at this.
Eh? What is it?
Mademoiselle Papineau's notebook. Listen. January 7th, received from Monsieur B, 5,000 francs. January 10th, received from Monsieur
who
B...
Who is Monsieur B, Annette?
I don't know.
Better than I arrest you for the
no,
murder.
No, no, I didn't kill her.
We have only your word that you were knocked out. It's quite possible that you let the murderer
but
in.
But I told the truth, monsieur. I was unconscious.
Then why was she given this money? Well?
She belonged to a gang of jewel thieves. Her part, monsieur. Mademoiselle was mailed stolen jewelry from many parts of the continent. She would rewrap the packages and mail them to...
Mail them to whom, Annette?
I don't know.
Very well, Annette. Since you're so stubborn, there's only one thing to do. Oh, Corporal, lock this woman up. Perhaps living in a prison cell will loosen your tongue a bit, Annette.
But I tell you, I didn't...
Oh, there's absolutely nothing else to do, Jules. I questioned her before you came down this morning, but she won't talk. She's afraid to.
But if we keep her in jail long
enough... No doubt that would loosen her tongue. But by that time, Mr. B, whoever he is, would probably have gotten away.
And perhaps he is the White Wolf, eh?
Who knows?
Annette does.
No, I don't think so. I doubt if she even suspects him.
But she claims to have seen him only twice before, Leon. And she was knocked out last night, immediately after...
Well, we'll work on two theories, then. One, Annette thinks Mr. B is the White Wolf, and two, she doesn't. However, when we get Monsieur B, I think we'll know who killed Teresa Popinot.
But if Annette is at all involved in the murder, surely she won't try to...
No, Jules, she's innocent.
Eh? Are you sure?
Positive. But it's better for her to think that we suspect her. She's being released from prison now for the lack of evidence. Two of our best men will follow her wherever she goes. All we can do is to wait for them to phone in their reports. Yes, Gascon speaking. A ticket to Marseille, eh? Well, if she tries to leave the house again, prevent her some way. Yes, we'll leave immediately and park at the east end of the block. Look for us in 10 minutes. Works, Jules. She's afraid we'll arrest her again, so she's trying to make a getaway. Come on.
She'll have to hurry to get the train to Marseille.
Oh, that's the last place she'll go, Jules. Obviously, she saw the corporal following her and purchased the ticket to throw him off the trail.
The actions of an innocent person, eh?
Well, however, one can never be certain until... There she is now. She'll probably walk to the taxi stand on the next block.
She sees the corporal.
Excellent. And there's only one taxi to stand. Drive slowly, Jules, but be sure you don't hit her, because without a doubt, she's going to see Monsieur B. Oh, Monsieur B lives at number 33, Rue de la Couture, eh? Turn into the alley and park the car, Jules.
Shall I phone the Sûreté for reinforcements?
Jules. Surely you and I are a match for a... Stop the car, Jules. Those shots were in number 33.
Operator. Operator, get me the police. And hurry. Hello, hello, police department. This is Henri de Baptiste. A woman entered my apartment a few minutes ago, and I shot her. I think she was crazy. She made all sorts of accusations. What's that? 33 Rue de la Couture. Apartment 4. Yes, I'll stay here. I'm coming. Yes. What is it?
Oh, you are Honoré Baptista?
Yes.
We're from the Sûreté.
Oh, good. Come in, monsieur. I just phoned the Sûreté to tell them that...
Yes, we heard you.
I think she's dead.
Obviously. Go through her purse, Jules. Now, monsieur, tell us exactly what happened.
She is Annette Cartier, Teresa Papineau's maid.
Yes, I know.
A few moments ago, she knocked on the door and said she'd some news of the White Wolf. I let her in. She accused me of being the White Wolf. I told her she was crazy to think that, and then she picked up that brass candlestick. I used it as a paperweight and struck at me. I ducked aside
and shot her twice, eh?
No. When I dodged her blow, I tripped over that footstool and fell to the floor. She came at me again with a candlestick and, well, in self-defense, I shot her. I missed the first time.
I see.
I didn't mean to kill her, but...
Leon, this note to Monsieur Baptiste was in her purse. Have 100,000 francs ready for the White Wolf by 8 o'clock on the night of May 15th. Remember what happened to Teresa Papineau. There's a crude drawing of a wolf.
Anything else?
Well, she had some keys and a ticket to Marseille, a little over 500 francs, mostly in large bills, a lipstick and a compact. Here is the candlestick.
The one she snatched from my desk and struck at me with.
Yes, it fits the dust mark. It was clutched in her right hand like this, Leon. There's only one set of fingerprints and they're in the right position.
I see, rather heavy, eh?
About 5 pounds.
I suppose you'll arrest me temporarily for killing Annette, monsieur?
No, hardly, under the circumstances.
Thank you.
I think the case of the White Wolf of Paris is closed, Jules. However, if you don't drop your gun, Henri Baptiste, I'll... If we hadn't been delayed, you'd only be tried for one murder.
But I didn't...
Annette identified you as
she
the man...
She couldn't have. I knocked her out before...
Before she had a chance to recognize you, eh? That's all I wanted to know, Monsieur Baptiste. So you call yourself the White Wolf. You look to me more like a yellow dog. And we take you to the pound now, eh?
While Leon Gascon was writing his report on Henri Baptiste, the self-named White Wolf of Paris.
Frankly, Leon, why did you suspect him?
Well, undoubtedly, Annette thought he was connected with the White Wolf, but was afraid to tell us that. When she entered his apartment and accused him of being the White Wolf, he, thinking that perhaps she had recognized him the previous night, killed her. He was clever calling the Sûreté and confessing to us that he'd killed her in self-defense. But he made one mistake.
Ladies and gentlemen, did you discover the hidden clue that caused Leon Gascon to suspect that Henri Baptiste had not killed Annette in self-defense? If you did, write into this station and tell us the hidden clue you found. And to check your powers of observation and deduction, listen for the correct hidden clue in this story the next time we present Suspicion.